In the World War II era, Wellsboro, Pennsylvania was designated as a possible target for German bombing because of the contributions to the war effort made by the local Corning Glass Factory. An observation post was built on the roof of the Penn Wells Hotel there and staffed by local citizen volunteers to detect approaching enemy warplanes. In addition to its military support efforts during the war, the local glass factory began producing Christmas ornaments because, previously, America's supply of Christmas ornaments had been imported from Germany. As we learn, it was during the 1946 Corning Glass Works annual dinner that they were able to display an historic American flag. And here's what we are told about that flag. The flag was designed and constructed by employees of the Wellsboro Division of the Corning Glass Works Corporation to honor its returning World War II veterans. Design engineer Ellsworth Brown, a returning veteran himself, drew the blueprints. The carpentry department then constructed the flag to be placed behind the head table as a one-of-a-kind backdrop in the Penn Wells Hotel's dining room for CGW's annual service banquet, which was to be held in December of that year. Plant manager DJ Carr made two requests of Brown. Design something patriotic and something that really represents our plant. At the time, Wellsboro's plant was the largest manufacturer of Christmas tree ornaments in the world, as we heard, and the banquet was to be held at that time of year, so it seemed important to design with ornaments, and what could be more patriotic than the American flag? The blueprint noted where the individual cork-covered pegs were placed to hold each of the 1,438 ornaments on the approximately 7-by-11-foot waving flag. Since the plant manufactured ornaments in primary colors only, the original design used silver for the white stripes and stars. For the correct balance and number of stars to fit in the allotted space, the blue field needed to be divided by smaller balls than the plant normally made. Luckily, they were manufacturing camera flash bulbs at the time, so they ran a special edition of flash bulbs, silvering and lacquering them in blue. For the stars, they left the bulbs silver. On the banquet day, the majestic flag was transported to the Penwells dining room and unfurled. Just the pizzazz needed for that evening for the 200-plus honored CGW veterans. It also caught the eye of the keynote speaker, Amory Houghton, CGW's chairman of the board. The Corning New York division borrowed the flag for their employee banquet. That same year, it was presented to Max Eckhart and Sons, Corning's largest ornament customer, and taken to New York City, where it was hung in the Kress Fifth Avenue store to welcome the nation's American Legion convention. The following year, it was taken back into the Penn Wells dining room for Wellsboro's CGW's annual service banquet. Wellsboro's news publication of the time, The Agitator, referred to it as the now famous Glassworks flag. After the banquet, CGW asked the Penn Wells Hotel if they would like to keep it, as the plant had no place to hang the large flag. It was then installed on the Mary Wells dining room's far wall. That story from the Penn Wells website. And that is just one of the fascinating stories about the way the Penn Wells Hotel in Wellsboro is tied not only to the history of the region, but of the country. And it is most fitting that the Penn Wells has been inducted as a member of Historic Hotels of America, an official program of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The Wellsboro Hotel Company owns and operates the Penn Wells Hotel, Penn Wells Lodge and Arcadia Theater, and operates Cafe 1905 in Dunham's Department Store. The Wellsboro Hotel Company is led by CEO Sean Bryant and President Ellen Dunham Bryant. The Wellsboro Hotel Company was formed in 1925, at which time it took ownership of, renamed, and began operation of the Penn Wells Hotel. WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella had a chance to get to know the people of Wellsboro during the production of Our Town Wellsboro for WVIA-TV, and she spoke by phone with Sean Bryant when the announcement of the historic designation was made.
We were nominated by one of our guests, an anonymous guest, and we still don't know exactly who that was. But that brought us to the attention of the Historic Hotels of America, which is run by a group through the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And to be admitted, you have to be at least 50 years old, which we surely are, eligible for inclusion in the National Registry of Historic Places and recognized as having some historic significance. So once we were nominated, we went through a process and were selected.
How did that work?
There's kind of an extensive interview process, and there is an on-site examination, a questionnaire, but the Historic Hotels of America group, which is based in Washington, D.C., they worked with us and really made a lot of suggestions about how to promote and enhance our history, which we have a lot of, and they were very excited about working with us and we with them.
Could you tell us a little history of the Penn Wells?
The Penn Wells Hotel's history actually begins before it was named the Penn Wells. It was built in 1869 by A.P. Cohn on the site of a tavern that had been placed in Wellsboro in 1816 and had burned in 1866. So the site of the Penn Wells has always been the center point of downtown from a hospitality perspective. In 1885, it was renamed the Coles House, and two brothers, J.S. and William, operated the hotel until William died in 1920. During that period in 1906, there was a fire at the Penn Wells, and it burned off the top story of the property. Partly as a result of that, and partly because of William dying in the 1920s, the hotel was floundering a little bit. So a bunch of Wellsboro businessmen, including my wife's great-grandfather, who started Dunham's Department Store here in town, formed a company, the Wellsboro Hotel Company, and they started a process of putting the Penn Wells back together, if you will, with renovations. They rebuilt the fourth floor in 1928, and they added a back section in 1931, which expanded the dining room and added an additional 18 rooms. We've maintained a lot of the atmosphere of the way the hotel presented itself in the 1920s. Mahogany woodwork, wood-burning fireplaces, and as we do renovations, we try to stay true to that character of the 1920s renovation. The whole town is intertwined. It's a small town. Everybody really has to pitch together. And the Dunham family, being right across the street, took an increasing interest in the hotel. There's a real symbiotic relationship between the retail community here and the lodging community as the Grand Canyon became promoted and people came to see the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon. I think there's just a genuineness and an authenticity to the hotel that I really appreciate.
When you go into the dining room of the Penn Wells Hotel, the walls are adorned with history. Lots of black and white photos of years past. But there's one photo in particular of Joan Crawford, who's on your wall, who decided to come to Wellsboro to visit the Grand Canyon, and she stayed at the Penn Wells.
She visited in 1943. She's one of our two most famous visitors, the other being Groucho Marx, who came in 1928. Wellsboro was a stopping point between New York City and Chicago. There was a bus that came from the Waldorf Astoria on a regular basis in the late 1920s, and there was commerce going back from Wellsboro to New York City at that time as well. Throughout the 30s and 40s, Wellsboro started to be promoted on its own right as a tourism destination. We hearken back to that history with the black and white photos in the dining room. As you look at the pictures of the faces who created the town, you're not really looking at the modern tourism-based Wellsboro or the service industries that we have here today, the banks, the hospitals. You're really looking at the hardworking lumbermen and other people who settled this area, which when Wellsboro was settled, it was a hardy life for those who started the town.
Wellsboro is known to have so many other things going on all throughout the course of the year. Can you tell us how the Penn Wells plays into all of this?
Wellsboro offers a little something for everyone, but our core is the outdoor season. We're surrounded by state parks. One of our most attractive attractions, if you will, is the Pine Creek Rail Trail. It's a 62-mile trail that starts just outside of Wellsboro and runs 62 miles south towards the Williamsport, Lycoming County area. And on any given summer day, when you go in the hotel parking lot, you see a lot of bicycles on the back of cars. This active generation really likes to hike and bike and enjoy the creek and the mountains. And people always enjoyed the beauty, but now they're coming in a more active sense and really exploring the area. But we have festivals. We have a lot of arts. the summer kicks off with the Laurel Festival, which just celebrated its 76th year. It was started to promote the canyon in the 30s, but it really, for us, kicks off the summer season. Then the Christmas season, we really keep it going with Dickens of a Christmas, which is a crazy sold-out kind of first week in December with street vendors and a lot of history. We're starting a second festival the second week in December that's a little quieter, can enjoy more family-oriented activities.
I was there. I was in Wellsboro for the Laurel Festival. It's a step back in time, but it's such a beautiful space. At the end of the parade of the Laurel Festival, you had a series of bagpiping chorus come right into the lobby of the hotel and perform. It was unreal.
That's a great tradition. We have several bagpiping troops in the parade, so they frequent the local taverns after the parade, and we have people that go into our lounge after the parade just waiting for the bagpipers to come by. It's become an annual tradition. And the Laurel Festival has a great patriotism, too. You see a lot of flags on the street, and it just has that patriotic Star-Spangled America kind of feel to it, which I also appreciate.
I'm sure that you have some long-range plans for how you wish the Penwells to continue. Could you share some of them with us?
It's an interesting business to be in at this time. My wife and I moved to Wellsboro. She's, of course, a fourth-generation Dunham, so the department store is close to her heart as well. So with respect to the hotel, we really try to promote the existing attractions. We have a sister property a block from the historic hotel that has 89 rooms that we did a large expansion to in 2012 that really presents some of the modern conveniences to travelers who really are traveling with families, need bigger rooms, want a more conventional experience when they're coming to experience the outdoors and enjoy the outdoors or enjoy the small town. With the historic hotel, it needs a lot of love and care over the next generation. So we're doing a long-term plan to enhance the outside and create a outdoor lounge area for outdoor dining. We're kind of working on a master plan to take the hotel into its next 50 years. And the Historic Hotels of America designation really stamps the Penwells as something significant and something important, which a lot of the people in the community recognize. It's really not just a family treasure. It's something that all Wellsboro folks feel is part of their own childhood, their experience being here. It's a real community feeling. So with that recognition and with that support, we really just want to prop up the hotel and bring more of the historic documents in the back of the house that we would like to display. And the Historic Hotels of America people really were drawn to the Corning glass American flag. During World War II, Germany had previously supplied a lot of our Christmas ornaments, so that supply got cut off. There was a glass factory here, Corning Glass Works. We're not far from Corning, New York. And in addition to keeping up their military production during that time, they started making Christmas bulbs. They had a name, Shiny Brights. And so in 1946, to recognize the World War II veterans that were coming home to the plant, they commissioned this flag to be built. And so it's a great piece of artwork. And you know, the Life magazine recognition really grabbed people's attention. So we're proud to display that to this day.
It's a stunning thing when you're walking up the steps, and then all of a sudden you just turn your head to the right and you see the red, white, and blue. It's right at you. It's just amazing. I was just amazed by the grandeur of the place, but also the tradition of the place. People that were just walking along the street, they were looking at the petunias, picking off those little mature blooms. They really want to take good care of this wonderful historic space.
There is a lot of pride that goes into it. I mean, we were hesitant about applying to Historic Hotels of America ourselves because we're always trying to make everything perfect. And being in a rural area, we may not be quite as swanky as the Drake Hotel in Chicago or the Mayflower in Washington, D.C., which are some of the hotels in the National Trust for Historic Preservation's program. But in our own way, we're true to the history. And I think that local community pride and spirit, people do see that there's folks that care about the property, and we try to make that shine through with every guest as part of our hospitality mission. But even our vendors, our plumbers, our gardeners, people who come to work from outside who grew up in this area have a special feeling for the hotel and really try to partner with us in ways that I don't think they would do for a highway chain that is just another client.
It really does lend to an already beautiful area.
We love showing off the property in the town, and that's what we're here for.
Sean Bryant, CEO of the Wellsboro Hotel Company, speaking by phone with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella on the occasion of the designation of the Penn Wells Hotel as a member of Historic Hotels of America, an official program of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. We heard history about the hotel from the Penn Wells website, and if you'd like to learn more, pennwells.com, pennwells.com, P-E-N-N-W-E-L-L-S.com, the Penn Wells Hotel in Wellsboro.